Intelligent design, is it good for government schools?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Now, some people in the intelligent design movement are trying to get their idea that life arose from an intelligent source taught in public schools. But is this a good thing? Now, I do understand the dilemma in America and other countries concerning the teaching of origins in the government schools. U.S. courts have ruled that teachers can't use the Bible in science classes. On the surface, it does seem a good idea to get intelligent design taught in the education system. After all, they're not using the Bible, but they are using good scientific arguments. But people need to understand that most people in this movement, by and large, do not question evolutionary geology or evolutionary cosmology. Some even accept evolutionary anthropology. Many in the intelligent design movement believe in Darwinian evolution, as long as an intelligence directed it all. You see, students wouldn't be challenged to question anything they're taught in regard to origins, except that it happened by chance. This movement is not directing students to believe in the intelligent designer of our universe, the Creator, as the Bible instructs.
Discover more about Darwinian evolution and its horrible impact on the culture by watching Ken Ham's new DVD. For your donation of any size, we'll send it in the mail to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Call 888-89-ANSWERS.